The resurrection is a reason for us to be on fire for Jesus. Christianity exists for this one day. Christianity exists because one man, Jesus Christ, died for our sins, took them upon his back. But more importantly, he rose 3 days later. And that is the great hope and joy that we get because we believe in that one single event that made our faith what it is. Welcome to life, the grand adventure. During this adventure, there are many twists and turns, each of which leads on a new path of our journey. Luckily for all of us, we have God with us on this adventure. Oftentimes, we try to make things too complicated. Hello, I'm Adam, and I have great news for you. Life is actually quite simple, and if you come along with me on this podcast journey, I will share with you one simple fact about life and faith. It's that simple. I'll be reading the resurrection story from John, chapter 20, verses 1 through 18. Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene went down to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the entrance. So she came running to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one Jesus loved, and said, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we don't know where they have put him." So Peter and the other disciple started for the tomb. Both were running, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent over and looked in at the strips of linen lying there, but did not go in. Then Simon Peter came along behind him and went straight into the tomb. They saw the strips of linen lying there, as well as the cloth that had been wrapped around Jesus' head. The cloth was still lying in its place, separate from the linen. Finally, the other disciple, who had reached the tomb first, also went inside. He saw and believed. They still did not understand from Scripture that Jesus had risen from the dead. Then the disciples went back to where they were staying. Now Mary stood outside the tomb crying. As she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb and saw two angels in white seated where Jesus' body had been, one at the head and the other at the foot. They asked her, "Woman, why are you crying?" "They have taken my Lord away," she said, "and I don't know where they have put him." At this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not realize that it was Jesus. He asked her, "Woman, why are you crying? Who is it that you are looking for?" Thinking he was the gardener, she said, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have put him and I will get him." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned toward him and cried out in Aramaic, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said, "Do not hold on to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father. Go instead to my brothers and tell them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." Mary Magdalene went to the disciples with the news, "I have seen the Lord." And she told them that he had said these things to her. Resurrection Sunday. Biggest day of the Christian calendar. I was deciding between which gospel account to share, and I loved John's account where it shows them running down. It shows them walking in. It says he saw and believed, even though it follows up with they didn't understand. But that could be just human nature, right? That sometimes we need a little more of a kick, but we'll talk about that a little later. And then he appeared to Mary. She didn't see him, but when she saw him, there was a fire in her. There was joy. She was so excited. So today I'm going to tell you about what's been going on in life. It's been spectacular. It leads right into Easter. The title of this is Good News in Easter, The Resurrection on Fire for Jesus. As I tell you the story and I talk about Easter Resurrection Sunday, ponder these two questions. What makes a person a Christian? And why are you a Christian? So I just completed an apologetics and Christian growth training for Men's Alliance called Carry the Fire. It was an amazing weekend of bonding that closed out the class. It included testing and sharpening myself spiritually, mentally, and physically. I had the privilege of doing this alongside 40-ish other men with the support of a ton of others manning the weekend. And every single man that I have spoken with has come away from that weekend on fire for Jesus. We've been texting all week, reflecting on what we learned, laughing, and continuing to a bond that will last for the rest of our lives. If you're watching the video, I'm wearing a hat that I was given for completing the training. It's called Patch Class. There's literally a patch on the front and a patch on the back with my call sign, which is part of the group and the tribal excitement and bonding that we do. Now, the class wasn't just a weekend. It started in late January with a handful of Zoom classes. I'm gonna be honest. I went into it an arrogant jerk. I went into it because I wanted to continue to learn. But like most things, I went into it wanting to accomplish. It was a goal to attain. And during that part, I got in my own way. And I wasn't getting what I should. And then something happened within me. Something happened while reflecting, while looking over the lessons. I mean, I know what it was. It was God. And he hit me in the heart. He had me dig into the material. He put my nose in a book. A lot of the classes are based upon a handful of books, a ton of books actually, but there's three in particular. And to be honest, in the last 2 months, I've read 4 books on apologetics, 4 books on being able to share my faith, be an ambassador for Christ. Apologetics, if you don't know, is not a word that means you're apologizing for being a Christian. It really means to explain why you have that faith, have others understand and just want to learn more, want to grow with your faith. Now, as I said, I read 4 books in the last 2 months. And sadly, that's more than I've read in the last 2 years, not including like daily devotionals or whatnot. But he gave me that flick. And I started to understand. I started to learn what was going on. I still would get nervous and having conversations and discussing what we were learning because I didn't want to mess up. And I went into the weekend nervous. Now, they don't tell us much about what the training is. So I was left wondering, what are we going to do? Where are we going? But God told me to relax and lean on him. And it helped me sort of get through the weekend, help me get to the weekend rather. Then as I was going, my GPS overshot me for some reason, 20 minutes from where I was supposed to be. I had to double back. Oh man, my blood pressure was through the roof. But you know what? As I was driving, I turned on some Jesus and was calmed as I hauled tail down the road to meet my fellow classmates. And then we began the most wonderful, grueling, amazing, painful, educational, mentally challenging, body ache creating, loving weekend of my life with a group of Christian men. We were in the rain. We were in the cold. We had some sunlight. We had campfires, and we had a blast all through it. As it ended, I was proud to have completed and tired beyond all expectations. Now, honestly, the tiredness was more my fault because I pulled a muscle the week before and didn't let it heal like I should have, and sleeping was just hard and terrible. And I left knowing that as I processed, things were going to explode. And boy, did they. I call it fire. I'm on fire. I want more. I want to spend more time with my brothers in my class. Spark, Breaker, Doc, Ocho, Torch, Sandman, Gage, Lox, Bullseye, Warden, Archer, Axel, Box Office, Redeemed, Ninja, Sage, and Bunker. I know, it sounds kind of crazy, but call signs are part of the bonding. And if you don't know, now you know. And as always, if you want to know more, hit me up. I love you guys. We have all been on fire this week. Our conversations have been powerful. It's like we're still together as we text and message all week. Now, I tell all of this as part of my Easter podcast, the resurrection, the empty tomb, because I can imagine how the disciples and followers of Jesus all felt when they finally heard and saw that Jesus was alive. They had to be burning with fire. They had to be excited. They had to be, whoa, he conquered that. He beat that. He's alive. Amazing. And if you go into Acts, you'll see how the Holy Spirit entered into all of them in a fellowship. They started to speak in tongues that everybody could hear. They went out and they healed and they just went and grew the church with the power of the Holy Spirit in him. The fire that came because of Jesus. They were burning. I just wrote in big caps. They were on fire for the Lord. Which is amazing. Because up until then, it was kind of hit or miss. It was almost like what I talked about earlier, getting in my own way. I mean, I got sort of six steps to sort of what happened in the Gospels. They follow Jesus. They mess up or they don't listen. Then I wrote rinse and repeat. Do it again. They follow, they mess up. They follow, they mess up. Multiple times. Then they appear brave in times of danger. Peter cuts off the ear of one of the guards. Jesus says, hey, chill, chill, and puts the ear back on. And then they scatter and run. As Jesus is being arrested, boom, they're gone. And then Peter denies Jesus, messes up again. And then they hide during the trial and crucifixion. John is the only one at the cross. Man, they goofed a lot. But I mean, if I look at my life, it's 2,000 years later. I got the hindsight of what they did. And I'm still not any smarter or cognizant of my actions or thoughts than they are. I follow Jesus. Then I messed up. I messed up today. And I look brave. I go out and do something. And then in trouble, I step back and hide. What's going on? But I love that. As strange as that sounds, I love seeing fallible men in the Holy Scripture. It shows us that nothing we can do will ever make us perfect. But God loves us anyway and did everything due to his love for us. We're going to mess up. All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. But all we have to do is recognize that and say with our voice that Christ is the Lord. And know in our hearts that God raised him from the dead. And then we'll be saved. Now if you continue the disciples' story, they're hiding for fear. They're hiding for their lives. They're sure Jesus is dead and they're next. But. Jesus still comes back. Let's finish the story here. He shows up and visits the disciples and various other people before he ascends to heaven. Immediately following the opening scripture comes this passage, John 20, verses 19 through 23. On the evening of the first day of the week, when the disciples were together with the doors locked for fear of the Jewish leaders, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and side. The disciples were overjoyed when they saw the Lord. Again, Jesus said, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I am sending you." And with that, he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive anyone's sins, their sins are forgiven. If you do not forgive them, they are not forgiven." I love where it says the disciples were overjoyed when they saw the Lord. That's how we should feel each and every day because Jesus rose, because Jesus conquered death. That's how I'm planning to go forward. That fire in me is lit and ready to burn for him. I have goals written. I'm sharing them. I'm wearing this hat. I haven't worn hats for a while, but I'm wearing this hat to remind me of my accomplishment, but to humble me and remember that there's still so much to do for the kingdom. But oh man, am I excited! I'm taking that fire to my home, to work, to church, and everywhere I go. Great things are coming. I'm excited. It's gonna show on here. They're coming here. So I started the podcast with two questions, and I'm gonna close with very truthful, simple answers to those questions. What makes a person a Christian? Believing in one single event on one single day in the history of the world. Believing that Jesus resurrected from the dead. Why are you a Christian? You know why? Because it's true. So everybody, it's that simple. Jesus rose. That's why we're Christians. He conquered death and took all sin upon himself. That is cause for everyone, all of us, everybody listening, everybody around to be on fire for Jesus. Let us pray. Dear God, thank you. Thank you for that fire. Thank you for being our Lord. Thank you for taking the sin upon you. We don't deserve that, but you did it because of your love. And you didn't just take the sin. You conquered death. You came back 3 days later and rose. That has not happened. That's what makes you Lord. That's what makes you our Savior. You were not defeated. Your power came from there. Give us the wisdom, the fire, the focus to continue to take the lessons from the resurrection, the hope that it gives us out into the world, into our homes, into our workplaces, in our friend circles, wherever we go, that we appear on fire in all we do for you. Thank you. Help us to just step out of our comfort zone and intercede or talk with that person we might not, to tell them about you, to let them know that we are aware and who we are because of you. Make these prayers in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. So this week I challenge you. Close your Easter with a goal of what you can do to show the fire of Jesus. How can you be him in the world, walking away from this amazing resurrection? Kingdom Praise Radio, I love, love, love you guys. Love where it's going. As my son always says, it's the music of angels. This week I got to do the greatest interview with Julius Adams. He was amazing. I had so much fun. It's coming soon. And while you're waiting, listen to his song Healer. His name's Julius Adams. His name's Healer. It was such a fun interview. And then we ended up chatting for like an hour or so afterwards. Just, we connected so well. He was an awesome dude, a great man of faith. Don't miss it. I'll keep telling you about it when it comes out. It'll be on Kingdom Praise Radio. It'll be on the podcast here. But trust me, you don't want to miss this dude. What an awesome, great man. Dude Jesus Podcast and Music and Podcast Network. Love you guys. Thank you for supporting me. It's Pandora for church folk with some podcasts sprinkled in. As I talked about my Catch Carry the Fire class, mensalliancetribe.com. Check it out. If you want to know more, tell me about it. If you know a man who's looking for a ministry, looking for a way to get connected with other men, this is power, man. This is power. If you're listening to me on all the internet streaming, check out my podcast site. Check out Spotify, Apple, wherever you listen to me. Give me a like. Give me a share. Write a review. That would help me just to grow. I'm looking to grow the podcast. And they say that organically, that's the best way to do it. Give me a like. And if you do it, send me a screenshot. Send me a message. Hey, Adam, I love your podcast. I'll give you a shout out on here. And I'm also thinking of some things that with guests or special events. But stay tuned. Stay tuned. Stay tuned. That's coming soon. But happy Easter. Happy Resurrection Sunday. I love all of you. Have a blessed week.